Welcome back to the Super Simple Korean Podcast. It has been a minute. It's been a while, and I apologize, but I'm getting back into it. A little update on life, I guess you could say. My family is louder than ever, and they're doing awesome. But today, it's early, and they're not awake yet, so I am taking my chance, and I'm recording this podcast episode. Today, I want to talk about mindset. Mindset is such an important part of personal growth, personal development, and it really, really, really sinks into every single aspect, every single part of your life, especially when it comes to learning a new language. If you don't have the right mindset, then you will not get the traction that you need to actually learn the language well. And the type of mindset that I'm specifically talking about right now is referred to as the growth mindset. And it's something that I have been tweaking and putting in my own life. And it's very, very, very helpful. It's very important when you are learning a language because it helps you when you feel, when you don't feel confident. It helps when you don't feel like speaking very much. It helps when you feel embarrassed. It helps when you feel when you've made a mistake. It is so important to have this mindset when you are learning a language, especially Korean. So, the mindset in a nutshell is basically you focus on growth. You focus on finding ways to grow in every single aspect of whatever it is that you're doing. For example, a great way to grow is taking mistakes as lessons instead of mistakes. So instead of letting mistakes just kind of nail you down and make you stay put and make you feel lesser than good, take those mistakes, look at them, and take the lesson from them. So for example, I said the word 인심. 임신하다 for pregnant. 임신. It's actually 임신. 임신하다. And my friend, she was like, no. 임신, not 임신. And so, in a lot of cases, I could have thought, oh man, like I just like completely embarrassed myself because I said it in like such a nonchalant way, and I was talking about how I was like pregnant with a food baby basically, and I said it in such a nonchalant way that I felt like, in honestly, I had confidence too. I was like, yeah, I know what I'm saying because she says it all the time. I just mixed up the sounds in my head. And she laughed and she was like, no, it's not 임신, it's 임신. 임신해. 임신해요. 임신했어요. And I was like, oh, okay. So instead of thinking, oh my god, I just made the hugest mistake, I was just like, oh my god, okay, thank you. And then she gave me like examples of like how to use it more fluent, more naturally. Oops, I hit myself. And she gave me examples of how to use it more naturally. And instead of thinking, oh my god, I made a huge mistake, I'm never gonna speak again, I was like, oh my god, thank you. Now I know how to use this word properly, and I know the right way to say it. Another example, the other day I posted something on my Instagram story. It was like really foggy outside, so I posted 습하다, and then I did equals foggy because my sister is learning Korean too, so I want to help her in small ways that I can think of. So I posted 습하다, foggy, and then my friend, she responded to my story and said, no, not 습하다. 안개가 자욱하다. 안개가 자욱하다. And I was like, oh, really? And basically, I just Googled it. I put it in Naver and I realized, oh, okay, yeah. 습하다 means like humid and stuff like that. It wasn't actually humid. It was just like foggy. So it was like humid, damp, soggy, like that was what 습하다 meant. And I was like, oh, okay. So instead of being like stubborn and being like, oh my god, I made such a huge mistake, what I did was I took a screenshot of her response to my story, and then I posted the correction as well, and I said, correction, 안개가 자욱하다. And that's just a small example of many different times that I've been able to turn a mistake into a lesson. Because especially when we're learning a language, it's very common to make mistakes. We're going to make mistakes in the beginning. We don't know anything. So it's important that you don't look at your mistakes as, oh, I'm a failure. Oh, I'm not learning. Oh, my lessons aren't paying off. You need to look at it as like, okay, I'm improving. This is a lesson in itself. And funny thing is, mistakes are some of the most powerful language lessons you will ever get. Because when you make a mistake and someone corrects you, there is a feeling that you get from that. And it's not a good feeling. It's a terrible feeling. Or it's a, not necessarily terrible, but it's a, not a nice feeling, right? So you always feel like some sort of embarrassment. So you're not going to forget that feeling. And when you attach an emotion to that, to learning something, you're way more likely to remember, especially when it's a big mistake. I'm not saying that big mistakes are fun, but when it's a big mistake, you are going to remember the what not to do. You are going to remember that. And that's why a lot of times I'm trying to drill this into my head more lately. Failure is not bad. Failure is a lesson. Fail fast, rebound, and learn quicker. Quicker. I'm telling you, mistakes are key. When I first started studying Korean, I threw myself, not even kidding, I threw myself about 3 months in, I threw myself into KakaoTalk open chat rooms, or whatever they're called, and every single person in that room spoke only Korean. So many times I wanted to take my phone and just like chuck it out the window because I couldn't understand what was going on. And the amount of corrections I got, no way I could even count them. Even if I went back, I wouldn't be able to count them because Koreans chat so quickly. If you've ever been in a group with Koreans speaking Korean, they chat so fast. Like it moves just, wow, it's amazing. The Wi-Fi in Korea, peak performance. Can't wait to go there and experience that myself. So yes, the very first thing that I want to talk about that I talked about with for the growth mindset is find the lesson in mistakes. That is number one, right? Find the lesson in the mistakes. And then the second one is pretty much the same, but at the same time, I still want to mention it. And it is find the good in the not so good feeling things. So like I said, you know, find lessons in mistakes. Find the good in a situation. So for example, a lot of us do not have time lately to sit down and study for 3 hours straight Korean. If you can, that's amazing. Take advantage of that because a lot of us cannot do that. However, I have found that there is something so amazingly special about not being able to sit down and study textbook Korean for 3 hours straight. Because instead of studying Korean like that, a lot of us get creative. And we go and we start finding different ways to get Korean into our ears or into our face, into our vision as much as possible without sitting down for 3 hours straight. So, for example, if you know that you have to study for a test at school, maybe you're studying for an exam or something like that, maybe you'll think, okay, I can't study Korean because I have to focus on this exam. But what you can do is you can put on variety TV shows in the background. You can put on podcasts. You can put on K-pop. You can put on the Korean. Either way, you can have the language sitting in the background while you do what you need to do. If you know that you're going to be commuting from, you know, your house to your job and it's going to take about 10 minutes, you know that you can put on a podcast in that time and you can listen to that podcast while you're driving or K-pop. Honestly, podcasts are better for this type of situation because you're hearing more spoken speech, daily speech, but still, you get more creative. So when you can't sit down and study Korean for 3 hours straight, Don't let that hold you back. Instead, think of different ways. Think outside the box. Just when you can't sit down and study textbook Korean, think, okay, how can I immerse myself in the Korean language without sitting down and spending 3 hours straight or 1 hour straight, right? Find different ways to squeeze it into your life. This is called artificial immersion, and it's amazing. And it's one of my favorite ways to do anything. Whenever I'm learning anything, I like to bring it to me as much as I possibly can, especially when it comes to language. It is so important that you have it in your vicinity all the time. If you have to change your phone into Korean, do it. If you have to watch a million and one Korean dramas, if you have the time to do that, then do it. However, if you have the time to do that, then you probably have time to actually study Korean, but you get what I mean. When you find yourself in a situation where you feel like, ugh, I feel so annoyed because I can't study Korean as much as I would like to, instead of falling into the trap that a lot of us, in fact, most of us do, and just not studying and putting it off until we can study, be creative. Find ways to pull Korean into your life despite the fact that you can't sit down. And I'm telling you, this is actually, in some ways, better than studying from a textbook. If you have the basic foundation down and you start immersing yourself in the Korean language, you will improve so much quicker than if you were to sit down and study textbook Korean every single day for 6 months straight and not actually focus on that immersion part. Because it's important that you are listening to the language, that you have that input so that it'll help you output. And it's also important that you speak often. I'll get more into that in a different episode because I'm very passionate about that, but I'm not going to do that right now. So yes, the second thing is find the good in every not so good situation. I'm not saying necessarily bad, but just find the good in every situation. In every situation where you feel kind of held back or just like you feel frustrated because you can't get as much proper traditional studying done as you would like, that's when you need to get creative and think outside the box. And oftentimes it's actually a great thing because, like I said, it's so important that you have that immersion, whether it's artificial or it's, you know, you're actually in the country. If you're in the country and you can't study the language, just take your headphones out and listen as people walk by and speak. Like, you'll pick up so much more than you ever thought you would. I promise. This is a fact. Trust me. And yeah, I think that's there's one more thing I almost forgot. The last thing, this is a big one, and this is often the very first thing that I ever recommend to anyone who is looking into studying Korean, and that is to change the way that you view learning Korean or the process of learning Korean. A lot of people, when they're learning Korean, they start with the alphabet, they start with Hangul, and then they focus mostly on how can I get from Hangul to fluent in this time, right? And oftentimes we like to challenge ourselves in really dumb ways. Like, we like to be optimistic and like, you know what, I can be fluent in 3 months. No, it's possible, okay? I can do it. I know I can. And then when we can't reach that goal, we start to feel frustrated. So, what I'm trying to say here is, when you get into starting to study Korean, there are going to be a lot of unpredictable ups and downs in every single aspect of studying Korean. You're going to have days where your speaking sucks. You're going to have days where it's amazing and you hold so many conversations and people, you know, you get so many, oh, 한국말 너무 잘하시네요. And you get so much motivation because people are so just impressed by the way that you speak. And then you'll have days where you can't think to say anything, you can barely ask where the bathroom is, you confuse e, ga, nun, sometimes you use l when you're not supposed to, everything is just everywhere, and you just, you wanna just like get under the covers and go to sleep for a decade. Like, forget it. Khalas, I'm done. Yeah, that's normal. But then there are also days when you can understand things better. There are days when you don't really understand much. There's just so many ups and downs in learning a language, in learning Korean, in learning anything. And it's normal. So what I always tell people is that you need to shift your mindset from focusing only on the goal, from I need to be fluent, I need to be speaking this, I need to be topic level 2. Instead of thinking like that, just think, you know what? I'm going to enjoy the process. Like, yes, aim for your goals, of course, but there is nothing that kills joy more than focusing so much on achieving one specific goal and then not reaching it. And if you consistently fall short of that goal, you're going to quit because you're not going to like the process of studying Korean, because the process of studying Korean to you is just the means to the end. That's what it's called, right? The means to the end goal, which is fluency. But the truth is, with fluency, you will never be 100% fluent. There is no such thing as actual 100% fluency, in my opinion, because languages are always growing and changing. You can reach a level by a test, sure, but even if you reach that level, let's say, for example, you're aiming for topic level 2, if you hit level 2 and then you stop studying, you're going to fall back to level 1. It's simple. So that is why I always advise people to change their mindset in that area. Think of Korean. Okay, Korean is a challenge and it's something that I am extremely excited to learn and enjoy the process. Yes, set goals, challenge yourself, but in the end, don't get mad at yourself when you don't reach your goals, when you fall a little bit short of your goals. Because it's fine. We're all super optimistic. If you're self-studying Korean, I'm betting that you are also slight overachiever. I know I am, and most people I have met who are self-studying Korean are overachievers, and they beat themselves up for not reaching their goals. But that's because they're focusing only on the goals. Focus on the process. The process is fun. Like, just think about that. Like, you're learning a whole new language. You get to learn new grammar particles. You know how to say this. You didn't know how to say, I want to do something yesterday. And then today you learn how to say it. And now, oh my God, all you want to say is, I want to go here. I want to go there. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to eat this. I want to have this for lunch. I want to go with my friends over there. Like, it's amazing. Learning Korean is so fun when you focus on the process and not so much on the goal. Of course, as I keep saying, you need a goal to challenge yourself, but don't get mad when you don't hit that goal. In fact, I am so bad at setting proper goals, like, you know, SMART goals, you know, specific, measurable, attainable, time-sensitive goals. I suck at setting those, even though I try to help other people set goals, because I know that sometimes, you know, for a lot of people, goals are motivating. For me, I'm still learning how to do that. When I first started studying Korean, my goal was just to finish howtostudykorean.com and finish Talk to Me in Korean. Once I finished that, I was like, okay, cool, now what do I do? And from there, I went on to just trying to immerse myself in the language as much as I could. Lately, it's not as amazing as I wish it was, but I'm still enjoying the process. I'm not studying for a specific goal and then beating myself up when I don't reach that goal. When you switch that mindset, it's like literally just like, you know, just a little switch, just like, you know, 아무 노래, like Bluetooth 켜, like that. Yeah, just a little switch. All it takes is that little shift. And I promise you, you will feel so much better about yourself. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you're learning a language, a way of communication. The most important part about learning languages is that you can communicate in the language. You can communicate in Korean at a very basic level. You only need a strong foundation and a good vocabulary to communicate properly in Korean. I am not joking. All of those other technical words that you learned in the textbooks studying for 3 hours straight, people don't use as often as the daily stuff that you will be exposed to if you actually spoke and all that good stuff. So anyways, rant over. Fall in love with the process, not your goals. Your goals are these things that challenge you to move quicker. The process should be the thing that you enjoy, because if you don't enjoy what you're doing, you're not going to feel good about it. You're going to hit your goal and then you're going to be like, ugh, you know, great. New goal. And there's nothing more unsatisfying than not even knowing like how far you've come, because then it's easier to quit. When something comes your way, it's easier to quit. I didn't quit studying Korean, like, how many was it, 2 years ago? I almost quit studying Korean because I got so frustrated with life and with people and with everything, and I was just like, maybe I should just stop. But you know what? Two things kept me going. One, I had made it so far. I was like, I'm not gonna quit now. Like, why would I do that? But two, I loved learning new things in Korean. I just loved the process. And when you switch that little switch and just start falling in love with the process, it becomes so much more fun, so much more rewarding. And then a bonus tip that I have that ties into with falling in love with the process, the goals that you do set, that you do reach, celebrate them. Like, we have a bad habit of reaching a goal and then saying, okay, great, fantastic, what's the next one? Take a moment and just be like, dang, I reached that goal. Like, you finished level one of Talk to Me in Korean. Oh my, that's amazing. How amazing is that? Dude, you can speak Korean better than probably 90% of people who are learning Korean. Like, if you actually really, really studied Talk to Me in Korean and you really, really, this is like a shameful plug, shameless plug, I should say, because I love talktomeinkorean.com. Go to it. You must. It's amazing. They re-update. They just updated their website, and in my opinion, it's a lot smoother and it's awesome and I love it. And they even have a membership program now, and it's like cool because I'm trying to dabble in that too, and I just love it. It's awesome. If you haven't been there yet, you must be living with Patrick underneath the rock in Bikini Bottoms, because come on, man, let's talk to me in Korean. Anyways, as I was saying, if I can remember what I was saying, you have to reward yourself. You have to look through the lens of, I am doing something amazing. I don't care how many people are against you. I don't care how many people don't understand what the frick-frack you're doing or why you're doing it. It's freaking awesome, okay? You can speak a whole nother language. Like, how amazing is that? Most of the world gives up halfway in. Most of the world gives up at the alphabet. Not even lying. I cannot tell you how many people I have met in real life and online who only learn the alphabet, and then for some reason it's just like the Korean language is dead to them, aside from K-dramas and K-pop. Like, it's like they learn the alphabet and they decide, all the fun is in the grammar though. What are you doing? Like, trust me. Anyways, bottom line, reward yourself because you're doing something amazing, no matter what anyone else tells you. I don't care if I'm the only person in your ear right now telling you that what you're doing is freaking awesome. And if I am, then you're doing amazing. 너무 잘하고 있고, 앞으로도 너무 잘할 거예요. 앞으로도 화이팅. You're doing amazing, okay? Because like I said, most of the people who study Korean probably don't even speak as well as you. If you have made it to that level, trust me, reward yourself. It doesn't matter how you do it. It doesn't matter if you decide, you know what, I'm going to spend all day binge watching my favorite K-dramas, or I'm going to spend all day learning K-pop songs so that I can sing in the norebang. Like, I don't care how you reward yourself. I don't care if you buy yourself a piece of cake or let yourself sleep an extra hour instead of studying Korean. I don't care. Reward yourself. Trust me. There is something so amazing about acknowledging where you are and how far you've come. Yes. Now, before I leave, I'm just going to recap everything that I said. Today, I talked about the growth mindset, a mindset that is extremely key to learning Korean and learning it well and effectively and quickly. The first tip that I mentioned was find the lessons in your mistakes. The second one that I mentioned was find the good in the not so good situations. And the third one that I mentioned was fall in love with the process. Fall in love with the process. Let goals challenge you, but fall in love with the process of learning Korean. And then the fourth one, which is a bonus one, is celebrate your wins. Celebrate when you reach a goal. Celebrate when you finish a book. Celebrate when you finish a lesson. Heck, celebrate when you learn a new word, when you mastered a new word or mastered a new grammar particle and you can just say it off the top of your head immediately. Celebrate that. It's amazing, I promise you. If you do these four things, I promise you, you will see so much progress in your studies. That's it. Mic drop. That's all I got to say. Thank you for listening. I am so, so, so appreciative of you being here. I really appreciate you, and I really am so happy that I get to speak to you like this. This is something that I'm very passionate about, and I just really want to get it off my chest and help you. Like, I make these because you, I make this podcast, I do stuff on Twitter, my website hasn't died yet, because I truly believe that I can help you by giving you the advice that I wish someone had given me when I was studying Korean in my beginning stages, in my early stages. Heck, even now, I wish someone would come to me and tell me these things. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope to see you next week. If you have not subscribed to this podcast, then what are you doing? Please subscribe, because I don't want you to miss any episodes, man. Like, I just told you, I just basically confessed my undying love for you, and and then you're gonna go out here and not subscribe? Come on, man. Subscribe so that you stay updated. And also, if you would like to, then go ahead and review, because reviews make my day. I'm not even kidding. Like, my heart melts whenever someone tells me that I'm doing something good for them. Like, oh my god, my heart, it melts. It falls out of my chest and it just melts into a puddle. And of course, if you know anyone who is struggling with their Korean studies, or they're just starting and they're super optimistic and you don't want that optimism to die, then please send them my way. I say maybe about three people. If you can think of three people off the top of your head right now, 1, 2, 3, bam, 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 three names, send it to them right now. I'm sure they will appreciate it just as much as you did. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next week. Bye-bye. 안녕히 계세요.